If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Can you tell us, like, what did your kid randomly blurt out to a stranger? As a parent, like, you ain't got control. You got no control. Once you take your kid out into the wild, what they're saying to people, what they're doing, you got literally zero control of this, right? Charlotte, our producer, brought this TikTok to us because apparently it's going viral this morning. Ashley Tisdale of High School Musical. I didn't watch High School Musical. I'm, like, a little too old for it.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. Let me be a dinosaur.
We literally lived it.
Her character was called what? Sharpay?
Yeah, Sharpay Evans.
So now, of course, she's all grown up. And is she proud of being Sharpay, or like, is it like...
I think it's like a fond memory, but I don't think she's like... Like, I think she's more embarrassed about this situation.
So, like, imagine this now, because she used to play this character, obviously, on, you know, High School Musical. And now she has a daughter who's, you know, younger. Her daughter's now learned that she used to be Sharpay in High School Musical and, like, just now loves to blurt this out in public. Listen to this.
She will not stop listening to the music. When I'm on walks with her, she asks for me to play it. When I'm in the car, she asks for me to play it. Also, she screams out in public, "I'm Sharpay's baby."
So, like, first of all, how embarrassing would that be, you know?
Because
you almost wonder, like, did you teach your daughter to say
that,
Ashley Tisdale?
That's the thing, is it seems like...
I'm Sharpay. Tell everybody that you're Sharpay's baby. When we go out, you better get that attention,
but
okay?
But people in the comments were like, this is the most Sharpay behavior ever.
Is that
so
what
people
she's
are
like?
Loving it. Yeah, because the character is, like, that theater girl that's, like, self-obsessed, like... So dramatic, so it's perfect.
But what are you going to do? Here's the problem with this video. Like, as a parent, you've got literally zero control when you take your kids in public. Like, it's a free-for-all. Your kids are going to say and they're going to do whatever they want. And, like, you as a parent, you know that. Like, I'm sure there's things that have come out of your kid's mouth that you're like, what am I going to do? So this morning, we're dedicating this segment to you, okay? 410-583-1065. Like, what did your kid randomly blurt out to a stranger? And you're like, well, now what? How do I handle this? Like, what do I do? The damage has been done. The blurt out has happened. You know what I mean? Mariah and Joppa, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What was blurted out of your kid's mouth?
So we were at an Easter dinner, and there was about 10 of us, you know, family members at the table. The restaurant was packed. Mm-hmm. And my three-year-old noticed a older couple sitting behind me and him, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he was like, "Mom, look at that guy's big shoe. He's got a big shoe." And I turned around and, you know, expecting just, like, cool, like, normal-sized shoes.
Yeah.
And the guy, evidently, he explained the story afterwards, but... He was saying how he got into an accident and his foot got smashed like 50 years ago.
Oh, no.
So he has like a,
like he was
I guess
disabled.
It's like a prosthetic type,
oh,
type
no.
foot, but it was way bigger than his normal size shoe.
Oh,
so
no.
My son said it out loud and literally like half of the side of the restaurant looked because he was that loud.
Of course.
And I tried to play it off. I was like, wow, that is a super cool shoe.
Wow.
I was like, isn't that cool? You know, like. I didn't know what...
Wait, was the guy okay with it, though? Like, that's the thing. I think especially... Here's the thing. People, especially with disabilities, like... What, like, because your kids are obviously, like, they're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
They're just trying their best to figure
yeah.
it out. But you as a parent are like, I don't know, because, like, I don't know how to save this right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So uncomfortable.
Thank
oh, my
goodness
God.
He was nice about it.
Yeah, no joke. Thank you for calling us. We're talking about, like, what did your kid randomly blurt out to a stranger? Shannon's in Aberdeen. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did your kid randomly blurt out? What happened?
So we were at my son's football game, and in front of everybody, she walked by this woman and was like, "Hi, Miss Piggy."
No. Wait.
Yes.
But like,
and what, I like but, instantly, I was like, oh, honey, that's not Miss Peggy.
Oh,
wait, hang on. That's a smooth recovery.
Y'all need to be clapping. Yeah. You need to be clapping real hard right now for Shannon. Yo, that's the save of a lifetime right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Miss Peggy bought it? Do you feel like she?
With the quick reaction, I do feel like she definitely bought it.
Oh, God.
My daughter was 4. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a football game, so I definitely think she bought it. And I just moved her right along, too. So we didn't even get a chance to, like, react other than, oh, honey, that's not Miss Peggy.
That's not Miss Peggy. And it's definitely not Miss Piggy. That's for sure.
Miss Piggy's kind of glamorous, though. I don't know if I would have been that mad.
Maybe it's the glamour side of it. That solves that. What'd your kid randomly blurt out?
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Ty? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What'd your kid blurt out? And then I guess, how did you handle it?
So I was actually in nursing school. I was studying with a big group and my friend's mom was there. She was in her 60s at the time. And I had my 2.5-year-old and we were doing the potty training thing. And his way of saying I had to go potty was, I have to sugar honey iced tea.
Everyone got that one? Sugar. Just abbreviate that one. Sugar honey iced tea. Yeah. Wait, at 2.5, how did he even know that? How did he even know that word?
My husband is a potty mouth and he thought it was a cool word to teach him to go to the bathroom.
So in front of your whole study group, including this woman in her 60s, all of a sudden your son's like, I gotta go S.
Right. Yeah. Really loud. And he was serious.
So how did you handle this in front of the group?
I kind of just stared. And her mom was like, well, if he has to go, he has to go. And she said the word. And everyone just laughed and played it off. But I just told my husband, I was like, you have to stop.
That's it. We got to teach him a different word because this ain't going to fly. It might be fun at home, but I got to tell you, in public, it ain't so fun, you know?
Well, now he's 16 and he's like, Lord Jesus, help me.
it's a little different. It's a little different as he grows up. That's funny,
yes.
Though. God, that's funny. Thank you for calling us. Have a good day. Oh, mercy. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what did your kid blurt out to a stranger?
Oh, well, she was about 4. She's 16 now, but yeah. She was 4. We were at the hair salon and we were waiting our turn. And there was a nice family, a mom and dad and son, close to about the same age, maybe a little bit older than her, right next to us. And real quick backstory, my mother used to wear a lotion. It was a vanilla bean. You could really smell it. You could even taste it. It was so strong. And we used to joke, you know, brown cows make chocolate milk. Well, she leaned right over and she was like, do you taste like chocolate? And it was, it was a black family. And the father started busting out laughing. He was like, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
Wait.
And then they started licking themselves. And they're like, no, I don't really taste it.
Wait.
She's like, my grandma tastes like vanilla.
Wait, your white daughter asked the black family if they tasted like chocolate. Obviously, very innocently. And because of the lotion, there was like vanilla. On your mother.
And the brown cow.
And the brown cow.
Yeah, we always joke, you know, big chocolate milk. And then, like I said, they started licking themselves.
Oh,
like,
God.
No. Like, it was actually adorable. It was. But, like, they were like, hey, I don't mind actually being called chocolate. They were like, hey, there's a lot worse.
But how long was that moment of panic in your heart? Because
Actually, it wasn't bad because the father immediately started cracking up.
That's
like,
good.
It was no tension.
You know what?
So, I'm glad. It was.
I'm really glad everyone in that moment had a good sense of humor.
Seriously.
I'm glad everyone in that moment had a really good sense of humor, because I'm glad that all went very, very well.
It's the best way it could have gone.
Best way that whole situation could have gone, honestly, for sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.